Remember Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of a Siman Shin Lamadal, the Halachas of a Dleika, the fire on Shabbos, Sivcha Vav, this is on the bottom of Kof Ayin Ches, Omer Alf. It says, Machab Yochel Loimar, a person could say, Bifnei Ein Yehudi, as we continue to Mabez, to page 356, in front of a non-Jew, he could say the following words, Kol Machab Ein Mavsid, whoever puts out the fire will not lose. Av Mein Muzuminkan, even if he's not even, available here. Yochel Christ to Shiva, he could call him to come. Av Bishabadi Chabbat Kishabah, although he's for sure going to put out the fire when he comes. Anything similar to this, Behezekah Bopisim, with a damage that's come suddenly, similar to a fire, let's say a barrel of wine suddenly gets shaky. He could call a non-Jew, even though he's for sure going to fix it when it comes. All these halachas that we mentioned regarding the halachas of a fire, when we say them, this is all in their times. In today's times, that we live amongst the non-Jews, and it's a concern of danger to lives if we don't put out the fire. Because the early ones and the later ones, that may the memory be a blessing, they write, you'll extinguish a fire on Shabbos, because there's danger to life. Whoever's diligent to do this, he's quick, actually he's praiseworthy. However, how everything depends on the context. If they were confident, definitely, that's not going to be any danger regarding this, it's forbidden to put out the fire. But by concern of a doubt of danger to a person's life, is permitted to extinguish. Even if the fire is in the house of a non-Jew, that's the custom, that's the term of the suggestion, in the name of the Arzara. Says Rambam further, now specifically to put out the fire, which is not a full-fledged malacha deraisa, because it's a malacha that you don't need for it itself. You don't need the coals. The extinguishing is only if you need the thing that is extinguished. And there's also danger if you don't put out the fire. But it's forbidden to desecrate the Shabbos to save money. If someone violated and he did desecrate, he has to fast 40 days, Monday, Thursdays. They shouldn't drink wine, they should not eat meat. And he should give in place of a sin offering, 18 pshitim, which is a certain amount of currency to tzedakah. The mirza lift the tzedakah, if he wants to redeem his fast, instead of fasting, he should give for every day that he has to fast, 12 pshitim for tzedakah. Again, pshitim is a certain amount. Peske mari, simen samach, ayin betur yerdim, achas nida, simen kof behed. Says the Mishabura, sif katan samach zayin. So said, yachalem of chulu, when there's a fire by person, they could say, in front of a non-Jew, whoever puts it out will not lose. Kimen she'inu amalek habay, because he's not telling him to put it out. He's not doing a milakim. Vayim yerdim, simen rich chafal, sif ches demashma, simen samzik, but they dilemma losha noichik to say indirect, if you put it out, you will not lose. That's also not permitted. Because this is also, it's like as if you're telling him to put it out. Rather, he says terminology, whoever puts it out, is saying in general, that's permitted. Says, but it's a little bit pressing according to this. The Gemara Shabbos Kof Chafaf in the Gemara, which says, it just says, you can't tell him to put it out, which sounds like that you can tell him that you will not lose. So that's a little bit difficult. But continues the Mishabur further, he says, Vashil the Gabar Mitzadr, Shil the Gabar is inclined. Lahok Mazel in the lake, no, to regard, to be lenient regarding this, even if you tell him directly when it comes to a fire. Vaymashik Kazan, Lelba Simishan Zayin, Sifya Tes, which Deir Shir 63 brings that there he writes, it's forbidden to tell him directly, if you save, you will not lose. Sivkot and Samachas, the Mishabur further, that he could say, Bifnei and Yehudi in front of a non-Jew, and the Filhu Schir Hamuskal of his month, even if he's a hard laborer that's hard for him, like a living for a certain amount of time, that's permitted. Also, but again, you now tell the non-Jew directly to put out the fire, according to everyone. Tashar Tzin, Eisen Zayin says that is even according to one who says, you hold the Simich and Zayin of that a Shalist Rabbanan is permitted through a non-Jew in a situation of a large loss. Look up within the name of the Ran, a different reason why we have to be stringent over here. So continues Mr. Brewer further on Anam Beis, that it's forbidden according to everyone because the kibin shadim ba'al al-mayni, because since the person is overwhelmed regarding his money, kachim we're concerned, he shows that if we do permit, which generally we are lenient, us l'chabuyu ba'atzma, he's going to come to put out the fire himself. Zulas b'kis v'kodesh, besides for holy writings, they're not allowed to tell non-Jew to put out the fire, make busy in kis v'kodesh because of the degradation of the holy writings. We could not be sifit ches, like we said in sifit ches, l'nyat tola, derech ha'shaz ram, regarding saving through a public domain. Which Shard Tzion Ois Nunches says, that this halacha is on the Magen Avraham, And the Kavana, what he means to say is that Dafka de Nihudi, again, that's specifically through a non-Jew, the way we wrote. Mishbur further says, Maestrus Farim, if there's a dead person and there's holy writings, the Yeshtibuk Lahatzal Shneim, or the Girsa actually is that the Ain Sipuk Lahatzal Shneim, and there's no opportunity to save both of them, so Maestrus Kaidim, them the dead person to save first. Bari Masukan, it's a healthy person, and someone that's in danger of his life, Bari Kaidim, the healthy person, you save first. That's Burn Sevech Hasidim. Sevech Gan Samech says, so what could you tell the non-Jew, in front of the non-Jew at least, whoever puts it out will not lose. They've permitted for the person to say this, because since the person is overwhelmed regarding his money, if you will not permit him even such a wording, then actually the other way around, then he will come to put out himself. Except regarding other damages, Asma is going to come to remedy it himself. But regarding all other malachas of Shabbos, then you're not allowed to say, call Isim malachas, whoever does this malach in Mavs is not going to lose out. So that the non-Jew should hear and should come, says the Gemara. No, it's only here specifically regarding the overwhelming situation of a fire. Sevkan ayin. And so too said the Mechaber, anything similar like Behezek about pissim by a damage that comes suddenly. Now, Behezek reads the Orcha the Mosanaka, that's just the common situation that we're picking. Had he known about it before Shabbos, he would have remedied beforehand. The truth, the same thing would apply. If he finds out about it on Shabbos and he delays till Shabbos, you still have to say such wording. But that's in the Beis Eisim, not here in the Shulchan Aruch. They don't quote his words. It sounds like that's not so obvious to them, this halacha, that maybe if it was from before Shabbos, it wasn't sudden, that you would not be able to say this terminology. Sivkot ayin aleph, and if the barrel is shaky, yochel likra and Yehudi v'chulu, you could call a non-Jew, even though you know for sure that he's going to fix it when he's going to come. Now, Beis Yisrael b'shem Ariyah buhav muchach, it's obvious to who then something is the mutter lemelik shayava. You could tell him when he comes, call him sakin and master. Whoever fixes will not lose out. Which the Sharet Sinai's Notes says in the Yerushalmi, the Masechet Shabbos is broad. The Rebbe Ami announced in the marketplace, whoever does will not lose. It sounds like lechayv from this that to call one person and to tell him this warning sounds like as if you're telling him directly and commanding him, which is not permitted. But so the Shatzin, you could reject this, and you could say that announcement was because he wanted many people, but you could really tell one person also. And the liberty of a proof also to the words of Mary Rabbi Buhaf in the Gemara, except of Ayin Mabez, that Yamad Parnas, the Parnas should get up and they should say, whoever feeds will not lose out, and it's permitted, and they don't mention specifically making a general announcement. Rather, it sounds like that even if he calls one person, and he tells them the whole situation of the nether, and he says, whoever feeds my wife will not lose out, and he's agreeable, it's permitted, so the same thing would be in our situation also too. Sivkotten Ayin Beis. The Ramad said that in today's times it's permitted to put out a fire mishum diyesh basakonis nafashah because it's danger to life. Kishat lekem is gaberes because when the fire gets stronger, asim chaytim b'shalim, then they come and they grab and they loot. When the person tries to protect his money, yavoy lahargus, they're going to come to kill him. So better that it doesn't come to danger of lives, you put out the fire and whoever is diligent to do it is actually praiseworthy. Sivkot Ayin Gimel. But said Ramah bechashash sakonis safik. Meaning, Rama said, if you know for sure there's no danger, you're not allowed to put out the fire. But if there's a concern of a danger, of a doubt, etc., which and from here comes out the permissibility to extinguish the fire in all places, keeping the efshav, since it's possible. If you don't put out the fire, you're not going to lose out. That it's not going to be missing that there's someone in town, elderly person, or sick person, that cannot run away. And the fire's going to come to them, and they're going to die. But you could always put out the fire in town. So therefore, mutl chabes yalav put out the fire. Mitzvah dias is beram. It's permitted to. It's a mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah to notify this to the community. The mutl chabes yalav put out the fire. That's the prima kodim. And like we said in Simchat Chavches, siv beis, which Dershu 74 brings that there it's explained in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that whoever is diligent to save a life is praiseworthy, and someone that's like a pious person and refrains from chilul Shabbos in a situation of danger, and he just waits to see if he gets a psach, is actually a spiller of blood. Because the time it takes to go ask the Rav, the sick person could come to danger, and brought in Yishalim and Sechtes Yuma, whoever is asked is disgraced, meaning because the Rav should have darshan barabim these halachas, so everyone knows him very well and should not have to ask in a situation of danger. Sivkotten Ayin Heim. Now, this is specifically to put out a fire, because the have malacha b'chul, it's a malacha shein tzich l'gufo, and there's a sakana relating to this. Bir devazah. So explaining this is Mishmur le'il b'risha in chas b'mishmur, Sivkot and Gimel is where he explains it. Sivkot ayin vav. It's a malacha shein tzich l'gufo, pirish. You don't need it for it itself. So v'ikul mandama, there are those who say, in a chayvala, such situation, you're not liable for it. It's not a derezik. Like we see later on Sivkot zayin. Now, but Emes is leaning keep regarding extinguishing bechdinakim. That was just picked parenthetical because Tafila have a keep malacha tzuch leguva. Even if extinguishing would be a malacha tzuch leguva gamkim, but there would still be permitted kin the covenant kin the custom because he writes sheshakan em leichab. But there's danger if he doesn't extinguish it. El nakti. The reason why he's picking him is because the end of the teaching. Lashmi to tell us the leinatzal is money regarding saving money. Asal chal shabbos yinalera desekay the shabbos avulah malacha shem tzuch leguva. Even the malacha that you don't need for itself like kibud. Because Tafila based rabbanon even by rabbinic prohibition, which if you would qualify that. Still, Asal Chal Shabbos, not desecrated Shabbos, but Shvalat Sal Zman for saving money, which the Sharet Sinai Samach Beis brings in Prima Gan. It sounds like that he holds also the way he said, the way I wrote in Seb Beis and Be'alacha, the name of the place that are stringent. And that sounds like also later on from the Dagmar Vav, it says that I wrote in Mishnah Berurah. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Achim Abal Chai, but if he's a creditor, a Safek Sheit Vasu, and there's a doubt that maybe the authorities are going to, or the non-Jewish mobsters are going to take him, are going to capture him for that, Yishl Tzadim, and then you have to know how to, this, you know, look at this, maybe it'll be permitted. Masha Kosov, this that he writes, the Ramavim of a Vechilo, that if a person violates and he desecrates Tzarech Vechul, then he has to have all these Tanesim, etc. That means to say regarding other things. But keep it regarding extinguishing, ain't Tzarech Tshuva. For that, you don't need to do Tshuva, Shle Yimon Melchabes, because we don't want people to refrain from putting out the fires, which the Shartzin Esamachimah brings. That is, if there was some type of a Chashash Haskana, like we said, and that's obviously in Marz Ruim, and then he does not need Tshuva. Obviously, not if he did it unnecessarily. So if he was over his machal, then he has to tzarech les anes. He has to fast. Afil b'tchumin drabanan. Even if he violated just rabbinic halacha of tchumin, says Magen Avraham, you would have to fast. V'chinal tilta neradolik, sort of a carrying a lit candle, like a delahatz mamon, just to save money. But tzadik gamkim b'sev b'dogam marvav, he's also inclined to tzarech les anes. He would have to fast. Achshenil hakav zeh, but it seems that one can be lean regarding this b'tayin shalosh yom b'ahav by fasting 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Maybe even regarding halacha of tchumen, sheich mil sanz Abram Yoim, that he was stringent that you have to fast 40 days. Because it wasn't such a fear and a great loss. But if it would be, three fasts of Bahab would be enough. Sivkot ayin chas, that one has to fast Abram Yoim 40 days Monday and Thursdays. You could push it up to the winter months, which are shorter days. But also, who this old bench of Allah is the reason whether he violated a biblical prohibition or Isra Abundance, says the El Rabbah, even if it was a rabbinic prohibition. Now, Myrik Shom B'Shaykh, it's told where he violated an error. And as the Sharatin as Chafei says, and that's written in Sefer Kalkal Shabbos, that even if he would violate B'Shaykh Isra Abundance, the Allah would be like this. And says Mishnah further, if I feel Kishavah B'Mazid, and even if he violated deliberately, it was because he was digging a pit to hide the money because of the people that were coming to pillage and steal and things like that. As the Sharatin Asamakbab says, I did not describe what's written the Chayod Mehad Lega because of the fire, it's only because he's digging the pit. Because with Magabram and Ozeru, it's obvious that you don't have to have tshuva where there is a concern of a danger, which is the case by the fire. Here's Tumam because he did the Chayrish, where he dug a pit. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if someone violated brazenly, openly, just to fulfill his desires, tzarech kapar yosef yosef, then he needs even a much greater atonement. Because he's liable to be stoned to death, or kapar karas, at least without edim, to die young. And therefore, says the Chayyadim, he needs a complete tshuva. If someone desecrates the Shabbos because of trying to save a life, in tzarech kapar klal does not need an atonement at all. And this, the women have a custom to light a candle because of a woman gave birth on Shabbos, that is Chilas Shabbos, the fast after that. Who huddles with sichlis, mean they light a candle because they led this. So, you know, you have to see what to do. So they fast having lit a candle. Who huddles with sichlis, that's a joke and it's foolishness, says the Nezah Shal in the name Zachel Avram, because they did nothing wrong. To the contrary, it's a mitzvah. But these people who have to fast, they shouldn't drink wine, and they should not eat meat. That is Balal Shachat Tainus, of course, when you're fasting. But the night after Tainus, they shouldn't eat meat. Sivkot and pay. And in place of a Karmachatas, they should give Yudchas Pshitim. What's that? It's like the calculation of 27 Ma. That's approximately 5 gulden. He called Pashid, because every one of the Pshitim who Gadol Vachitzi Polnish. This Gadol is this, it was a coin, it was called Gadol. It's a gadol and a half of the Polish coins. Every gadol is this coin called gadol is a ma. Now, the reason for this measurement that the Paiskim wrote, it should be easy, because that was the least how much it costed the lambs or the goats in that time period. You have to give that, this measurement to charity. Because when the mitzvah was around, you have to bring a sin offering from these types. We did a biblical malacha. We don't want the sinner to be gaining now that there's no bais hamikdash. Now, Bizar, he should be careful. He shouldn't say that he's giving this for the sin offering. Rather, he should say, in place of the chatas, he's giving this to the chatas. So it shouldn't seem like as if he's being mocked to these coins. Because the Svarim writes, that it's appropriate, Shemim Parshas Chatas should say the parsha of the sin offering, like we say in Karbanas. But Yavin, Oifin HaKurvas, they should understand the way that it's sacrificed. And our sages already say, whoever engages in the laws of the chatas, as if he sacrificed the chatas, simply couldn't pay Aleph. And if he wants to redeem the fast, he should give for every single day, Shnei Mosu B'shitim, Shuchai Mois, which these are 18 Ma, Bezer Sheapachas, this is the least amount of Epshalay that's possible. But V'ashri Yitin Yoisa, the wealthy, should give more, Hakol V'ashri, everything according to his wealth, Shari Tam Epidron, because the reason of the redemption is Shashoko Tzara Momen, is that it's equivalent to the pain of giving up one's money, Kenega Tzara Tain is equivalent to the pain of fasting, say, the Achreinu. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 62, which is in the last time, but the non-Jew asked if he should put out the fire, but someone is inclined that even though it's written in the Kedushah, the Shabbos of Kof Chafaf, it's forbidden to tell him to put it out, but he can answer, do as you please. To tell a non-Jew that he should do malacha for himself or for another Jew, or for another non-Jew, for example, let's say you tell a non-Jew, put out your fire, and the intent of the Yisrael is that through that, the fire will not spread from the non-Jew's house to the Jew's house, Shulchan Aruch Rabbah writes, it's permitted, and even if it's going to be beneficial for the Jew, as long as he doesn't tell him to do malacha with the objects of a Jew, because then it looks like he's his agent. Dirshu number 65. Did I say it last time? Dirshu number 66. So he said that if you let him put out the fire, he's going to come to put out itself. So although generally Shvus is permitted, but Malcolm Hefsid, but he would consider that then he just might put out himself. Now, a different person, that the fire is not burning in his own property, Shlomo Zalman holds that since he's not overwhelmed regarding the money, we don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to put out the fire, and therefore he's actually allowed to ask the non-Jew to put out the fire. There's number 67, a house that you have a mezuzah on the doorway, and there's a fire in the house, Shlomo Zalman holds that even if there's no concern of Bekuach Nevet, you're allowed to tell the non-Jew to put out the fire to save the mezuzah. However, if removing the mezuzah from the door is not involving a nesed erais, so for example, let's say it's not really permanent to the structure, so he says, he holds that actually tell the non-Jew to remove it, because since extinguishing is more severe iser, like the erais, and specifically that you have to put out in many places, and even though he's going to pour the water one time, still it's more severe iser because of ribishurim, because you're adding on to what's more that's necessary. Dish number 68, the halacha of kedima by saving a person's life, look at what's the order of how you save. There's number 69. So we said any danger that comes suddenly, any damage. So regarding a boiler, a hot water boiler, that if you got to put it off, to turn it off from before Shabbos, and there's a danger that it's going to burn, it's going to come to danger, Nisgrel's holds, if it's not possible to call a non-Jew to put it turn it off, he's allowed to open up the faucet so that the water comes out from the boiler, and then cold water is going to come in, and he'll leave open the faucet all Shabbos. And even through that, the water that comes in is going to get cooked. Still permitted, because it's psychic, although it's inevitable, but he doesn't care about it being cooked. And in this situation, he's allowed to do that. Dishu number 71. In today's times in Eretz Yisrael, that most places only Jews live, and there's no concern because of non-Jews that they're going to come to plunder, which was the hetter that Mishmaru says, Chaznesh holds that still you're allowed to put out the fire because since the Ramah wrote that the minhag is to be matur, so that applies in all places in all times. Tribush of Levi is inclined that if the people already left the house or they could leave, l'chayra, you don't put out the fire, and specifically in homes which are made out of stone. However, as long as not everyone got out of the house, and especially if they're afraid or they can't get out, for sure you're allowed to put out the fire because it's suffix sakonas nefashos. Also in our times, in addition, there's a chashash sakonah of, you know, things that have gas, that they could just burst. And it's b'chol b'kuch nefesh. And that's what's been in Meskrel, is that if there's a concern of the fire spreading, you let him chal Shabbos to put out the fire. Dish number 72. So too, when there's a fire in another courtyard, and it's possible it's going to pass to this courtyard and it could come to danger. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchat Chavtes, you put it out because in the Bekoach Nefesh of Deicha Shabbos, and whoever Zaris, whoever is more faster to do it, there is a Mishubach, and Mishubach writes over there that you let it separate in front of the fire through vessels filled with water, even if you have to bring it through Rishos Ram, even though it's involving many Yisurim. Now, in the situation that there's a concern of danger through the fire, that you let it call the firemen, Rishon Zalman holds that since it's known that they're going to bring with them people from the government to investigate the cause of the fire, and they usually mark these things down on Shabbos, he let us from the beginning that they should send an officer that's non-Jewish to mark down the things, as long as the request is not involving Chilas Shabbos. And if a non-Jew asks, it's permitted to answer him, but you're not allowed to tell him to go and mark it down. Dish number 73. In a way of putting out the fire, Chaznesh holds that if there's no non-Jew that could put it out, and the Jew's putting it out, at least he should attempt to minimize the Isra as much as possible. However, obviously, he should not bring it to a situation of danger. This is number 74, 75. Someone knows that's forbidden to save in a certain situation, and even so, he saves his house from burning down the fire deliberately, which someone holds, still he's allowed to utilize his vessels in his house even that day. Dish number 78, regarding these fasts and afflictions for the purpose of tshuva, so Chofetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Shemir Salashin, the name of the Vilna Goyen in the letter, that it's appropriate for a person to afflict himself by accustoming himself to be quiet, and he should bridle his desires. And that's more effective, more than all the fasts and afflictions in the world. And regarding the order of tshuva in our times, so we discussed shortly from Shlom Zaman. Now, if someone is obligated to fast 40 fasts because of a remedy of tshuva, so the Shulchan Aruch says later on Simchat Tov Kaf Samach Ches, that those who say that the fast of 2 days and two nights consecutive is equivalent to 40 fasts that are not consecutive. However, the Ma'aseh, the Mishnah writes over there that it's better to fast in separate days so that at all times a person will be humbled, his heart, and his sin will always be in front of him. There's your number 80. So Mishnah had said that we're talking about where he violated by mistake. Now this halacha, B'Shul Mazam was Mitzayin, that in Tshuva's Ramah, he holds that the Seder Tshuva that the Rekeach writes is designated for rebellious people and sinners, not someone who stumbled by mistake or by oinus, beyond his control. Chaznish writes, regarding someone who stumbled by mistake, that we're not fit for these tikkunim mentioned in the Rishonim. They could tshuva, for not being careful, is being careful from now on, and being medaktik in Shemir Shabbos and Olam Tansam Lachas is the best remedy. And that's similar to Shlomo Zalman writes, that these fasts and afflictions are not permanent by every single person, and not in every single generation, not at all times. And it seems that you have to tell about tshuva, who is intelligent, that he has to believe in Emunah Shleimah, because Baruch Hu forgives him for all who repents to him with truth. And together with his pain for the past, he has to thank Hashem and give praise that he gave him an understanding heart to return to God in truth. Another noble Yashav holds, he writes, that one should do all the tikkun that are mafurish and ramah. It's just that for women, one can be lenient regarding their fast because they're very weak. Also, as a pin of Vazner and Zagrelitz, that these tikkun apply even in our times. Look at Chavasekhiz Moshe, or Chaim, Chelik Avsim, Kof, Ayin, Hei. Dish number 81, regarding someone puts out a fire on Shabbos from a concern of danger, which writes previously in Zivkot Ayin Vav, he does not need tshuva, so that he doesn't refrain from putting out the fire. Now it sounds like that without this reason, he would need tshuva. But Yashav explains that since because of the overwhelming situation that caused the fire, it's possible that Mechal Shabbos more than what was necessary, so therefore he has to do tshuva. Chaim Kanievsky explains that even if someone puts out the fire, does not need tshuva, the words of Mishbura only a reason why he doesn't need to do tshuva, even when he wants to do it. Regarding someone who stringent on himself in the situation of danger, that's written in the Rambam, he's liable for his life. That's what Mishbura writes later on, Tufir Shitches, regarding a sick person has to eat on Yom Kippurim, and he wants to be stringent on himself not to eat, on him it says, Achas Damchel and Nafshat Zechem Edrish, and Rishon Zaman adds on, that just like we're not mitzvah for a meal on Shabbos, so too we're not mitzvah for Pekuch Nefesh on Shabbos, to be Mechal Shabbos, it's a necessary thing, and it's not anything wrong that the person is doing. Dish number 83, this shir of 18 pshitin, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, is a shir of a sela of biblical proportions, and the shir of a sela in our times is 17 grams of silver. Dish number 85. The reason why he has to understand the parash of Chatas that he's saying, Rabbi Nachman B'chai writes in Sefer Yikra, the Chazal Dash Menoch Hazav Kuf Yud, Zoy Satur Lo'il Menchal Chatas La'ashim, whoever's oisik parash oil, it's like he brought oil. The idea is that he should understand, explain the parasha for what it hints to him, and from that he'll understand, he's intelligent, he'll understand the wonders from the Torah of the Kabbalists, and then he'll attempt more in the Kima Torah Mitzvahs, and his sins will be forgiven him as if he brought a carbon, because he can't say that it just means that he should just say the words just like that without understanding what he's saying. And the way to say the parasha chatzit, which someone explains, is that he should have kavana and with a broken heart. Now, if someone knows that he sinned many times in Sefer Derech Pekudecha, he writes that you should say the parasha of the carbon according to the times that he sinned. That's those of Rav Yashav and Dayan Fisher. That's what B'chaim Keske is inclined. That the Rav Zalman is inclined, that's enough to say one time the parasha chatzit, and then should have a mind for all the sins that he's chayim, and when he confesses for his sin, he should say, this aver, I stumbled in many times. Dish number 80.